please, why don't you stand to your feet? Are you ready to worship?
Yeah.
How'd you guys like that room across the way there? Nice? Yeah? What kind of food was over there? Good food? Sugar? You missed out on that. Next time. How fun. All right. So good to see your faces. To be here tonight. I was just counting down the calendar and so excited for this. So, with that, let's pray and we'll worship the Lord. Father, we do just rejoice in you this evening. Lord, you are good and you are faithful and you are true. And Lord, we just come this evening with hearts that are filled with anticipation for all that you have and all that you're going to do, Lord. And Father, we hunger and we thirst for more of you, and we thirst for more knowledge and understanding, Lord, of your word and your ways and your truth and your grace. And so, Lord, we pray that you would work that all in our lives through the power of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you and we praise you. And so, Lord, now we just offer up, Lord, a sacrifice of praise to you because you're worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
You will praise you.
My soul thirsts for
our soul truly thirsts for you. And Father, as we hear the rain from heaven, Lord, we're just reminded, Lord, of that living water. And Lord, as we're crying out that you would fill our thirsty soul, Lord, what a beautiful picture. And we thank you, Lord. Won't we all stand? Worthy of our praise. Why don't you take, and I really do mean a few minutes, because I need a few minutes to switch my brain too. So, and mingle, meet someone you haven't met, and enjoy a little quick time of fellowship.
Thank you. Ladies?
Hello?
Ladies? Boop, boop, boop. How about if we take our seats, ladies? Good evening. My name is Debbie, and I'm here to welcome you on behalf of the Women's Ministry of Calvary Vista. And to just, this is just an exciting night. I know that there's been so much going on with the rain and just the day, and I'm sure that it's taken some of you just probably a hard time to get here tonight. And I just want you to all know that we've been praying for you, and we are so excited that you're here. And I just would like to just have just a show of hands of those ladies that have been here before and have done the study with us. I see a lot of faces that look familiar. But then I look out at you and I see a lot of new faces. So raise your hands if this is your first time. There is a lot. So let's just, we really want to thank you. We are so excited. I know that our enrollment for this study has just been incredible, and that's really exciting. I want to say hi to our webcast. All of you that are at home in your jammies watching us, some of us probably wish we were right now, but welcome. You're part of our group, and we're really excited to have you here tonight. If you look at the cover of your book, your study, it says, "Look at Jesus." And I was just thinking about that all day, thinking, wow, that really says it all. If we look at Jesus for everything, all things, that's the answer. And as I was over in the other room eating a little bit of snack in our Terrence room, I was looking around, and I don't know if any of you noticed, but they had little binoculars, they had eyepieces. Did you guys see all that? I thought, how clever. That was really, really a clever thing. So I know that a lot has gone into the study, but we are so excited that you are all here, and I know that you guys are going to be blessed. We have this season, we are doing, as we know, the study in Hebrews, and we have three different teachers. And tonight, it's my privilege to get to introduce to you one of them. And you've seen her before walk around here, and I want to just tell you a little bit about her because there are some new ladies here that maybe don't know. I want to introduce in just a couple of minutes Denise Salvato. She is Rob Salvato's wife, our senior pastor. Gentleman that's up here that teaches us so diligently every Sunday and on Wednesday. She, as Rob was kind of talking about it, just kind of gave a little bit of their background, but they have been at Vista for a really long time, and they left for a short period of time. They went to Oregon, and they have been back since 1996. And they have partnered, I will say partnered together in ministry here. And so Denise has three children, and Rob. One of which is getting married very soon. So that's very exciting, and two daughters. And I know Denise real well. And I would say that she has such a passion for women. She has an extreme passion for the Lord, to just see the Lord work. And she has a desire for women to learn God's word and to walk in it. And she, I know another one of her incredible passions is worship. And you saw her up here tonight. So we just love Denise, and I know that you're going to be blessed by her. So please welcome Denise Salvato.
Yay, this is fun. Well, I'm really excited about just anything when it's new and we start something fresh, and just how God has been so faithful to raise up women. So many of you to serve and come alongside, because, you know, it's not one person that oversees women's ministry. It takes a lot of women to make our women's ministry function and be fruitful. And so many of you have served in many different capacities over the years, and I just want to thank you for that. You're a big part of what's taking place here, and I'm really excited for this year and who God's raised up. And I just, wasn't the worship team so sweet? And they're going to be leading worship from now on. But I just was like, I want to join them one time at the beginning. And because I just want to. But you'll be hearing more from them. I also want to give a little hi for the web feed that Debbie mentioned. And we want to say hi to our precious Margie Hill, who's Margie in Keokuk, Iowa, along with our precious Sherry Morton that's there. Her and her husband's the pastor there, and Margie and Leroy went over to help assist them and come alongside them. So Sherry, hi if you're watching. I also think of Margie in Italy. She joins us here and there. If not live, they pull them up later and watch them. So hi, Margie, we love you, we miss you. Say hi to Teresa Redden in Australia. And Gina Aronson, well, not Aronson anymore. Why'd I say that? Gina Combs. Yes. Used to be Aronson. Right, huh? Lauren. Yeah. Lauren and Gina Combs. Okay, a little story. They're in England. They've been everywhere. They're missionaries. But Gina was actually in our junior high and high school youth group when Rob and I used to do the youth at this church. And Gina went over on one of the short-term missionary trips, and man, got a heart for it and has never come home. It's just amazing. And I love her to bits, and I don't know if she ever peeks at us over here, but if she does, hi. I might be all over the page because I just didn't really put my thoughts too clearly together today. But I'm excited. The past 13 years have been an amazing journey for me here at Calvary Vista, and I'm still growing, I'm still learning, and you all play such a big role in that. And so I really do want you to know I love you, and we're very, very excited for you new women. And our heart and our passion is to make you feel comfortable and at home as quickly as possible, because I know it can be scary to be new. And so I hope you feel that here. And, you know, don't be afraid to just let us know what you need. And we're here, and we want to befriend you, and we're very excited for you to take part. A couple other things, teachers this year. We have our Debbie Bryson, who's been with Calvary Vista for over 20 years, and sadly, Debbie's not here tonight. She has the flu. So she, you know Deb, you know Debbie, you know how bummed she is that she's not here. She's just a little ball of energy, and it's so sad she's not here to be with us tonight. But so keep her in your prayers. She has the flu, and she actually is taking a team to Russia. They leave on the 25th, right, Jamie? And so we need to pray for that team. And we have, Jamie, you're going. Who else? Is anyone else? Stand up, Jamie. Is there anyone else from here that's going on that trip to Russia? Okay. Yeah, so Jamie Hayes going to go first time, right, to Russia? Pretty amazing. So you will learn quickly that we are definitely a missions church, and I hope at some point many, many of you step out in faith and go on one of these trips. I'm looking around, and there's some of you that have, and it is life-changing. It's awesome. So keep that in mind. It's a women's conference that they're going over there to do, and we had put out the call. You probably saw it in the bulletin for sweaters takeover. Not only Calvary Vista, but some other Calvaries that stepped up, and they got enough sweaters. God just totally provided the sweaters for them. Praise the Lord. Amen? That's exciting. So, but if you still want to participate, did you bring those tonight, okay, lack of communication. I should have called you and had you bring them. I'm sorry. But they did have the cutest little packages with, like, I don't know, maybe you can arrange to leave them for us to pass out next week. But pictures of some of the women that are going to be going to the conference, a little bit about them. The one I actually grabbed Sunday is just so sweet to hear the story. And she was going to college, and she ended up interpreting for someone who was sharing the gospel, and she got saved, and now she's just so excited to be involved in church and growing in the Lord. So you can pick that up if you want to commit to praying for one of these women. And also, if you didn't do a sweater and you would like to participate in the scholarships for these gals, you can give whatever's on your heart to give for scholarships. So Okay, we will do that at the end. Don't let me forget, we'll pray for Russia. Another one of our teachers is Marianne Hummel. Marianne, can you stand up? I know, I'm torturing everybody. Stand up, turn around. Okay, Marianne Hummel. And Marianne's been teaching here for a few years now, the wife of Pastor Dave Hummel. And they're involved in many areas, but you usually can spot Marianne on Sundays in the back alley at the book kiosk. So if you're ever looking for Marianne, just head that direction and you will find her. She's an avid book lover and a great teacher, so you'll be blessed by her. I also plan to be more in the rotation for Hebrews, but as Debbie mentioned, I have a wonderful, great thing happening. My son is getting married. So, yay! But it's a very quick engagement. They're getting married March 19th. And so I just want to dive into my family and be there to help make that happen. And so you won't see me as much as I first anticipated, but I will be here and be a part of the Monday nights. So let me take a deep breath. Okay, well, I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you for the book of Hebrews. And Lord, we thank you just for what you're going to do in our lives. We thank you for the group leaders and those that are coming alongside and the teams there. And Father, anticipate, Lord, where you have us, what group you've put us in, and what you want to accomplish throughout these next few weeks, Lord, as we just dive into your word and begin to build new friendships and cultivate true fellowship and stir one another up and encourage one another. And so, Lord, we just give you this little short time we have, Lord, of just fixing our eyes on what the main message is of Hebrews. And Lord, we also do, I'm just going to pray for Russia right now, Lord, and for Debbie's and the team and Jamie, and thank you for them. And Lord, we just pray that you would pour your spirit out in just a radical way. And Lord, that you would meet those women and just speak so profoundly into their lives. And may they just see and feel your love through the hands of these women that are coming over from another, just crossing into a whole other country, Lord, to show them the love of Christ. And so, Lord, do a wonderful work, I pray, in all of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I love God's timing, and I'm not as smart as maybe you think I am. It's just God and how he divinely works that we would be starting Hebrews and when we're studying Acts for Sunday mornings. And I love that because as we're studying the book of Acts, you know, it's the beginning of the church, the birth of the church, and the revolution that takes place, and we really dive into that and look at that and how the Holy Spirit moved through men and women and how the world was turned upside down and the good news was preached and many came to salvation. But we're also going to see in the book of Acts that there was a tremendous persecution against the church and that believers ended up having to flee and were dispersed throughout the world. And when we get to the end of the book of Acts, really, that's just the beginning of intense persecution that begins to happen through the years ahead. And the setting for the letter of Hebrews is that really it was written to believers who were largely the second generation Christians. Okay, a good portion of them now are the second generation believers of the church. They had been expecting the return of Jesus. And boy, he seemed to be delayed. I mean, can you imagine the first believers that were there that saw him caught up and going into heaven and how the angel said, you know, quit looking, why are you looking up? He'll be back, you know. And I mean, the anticipation of them, I just picture them just always looking up constantly, just wondering when the Lord would return. Well, now years have passed and he hasn't returned. And they're thinking, you know, what's up? He's really delaying. And they were discouraged and weary. And many in the church were lethargic, and they quit even going to church. And many were beginning to be tempted to go back to the religious customs of Judaism. And so the author of Hebrews lays out this clear and passionate case as to who Jesus is, and that he is far better than Judaism. He's better, he's better, he's better. You're going to see that word a lot. I want you to watch for it and underline it as you study Hebrews, the word better. Jesus is better than the angels, for they worship him. Jesus is better than Moses, for he created him. Jesus is better than the priesthood, because his sacrifice was once for all. And Jesus is better than the law. He mediates a new covenant for us. And as we study this book, we are going to feel the emotion and the intensity and the strong exhortations throughout it. And, you know, we need to understand that these words and these exhortations are also for us today, and we need to take heed. You know, it's crazy to think we're now the 21st century church, but this word is to us, it's just as relevant to us today, because we become lethargic and weary and dull of hearing, and we find that the lure of the world is so attractive and religiosity becomes appealing. And it's easy to lose that awareness of the relevancy of our faith in the common day-to-day living out life and the affairs of life. And we can so easily begin to drift into religious performance and lose just that inner reality of who Jesus is and what the church is really about and what our purpose is here on this earth. And so, ladies, you're going to see this strong exhortation to not listen to humanistic philosophy, to not let doubt creep in your heart, to not abandon your faith. And, you know, for some of us, as we study the book, we're going to get a little rattled. We're going to get a little shaken up because there are some heavy warnings. There's warnings about backsliding and about those who depart from the faith, and those who become deceived. And it's easy to sit here and think, well, that won't be me, that can't be me, you know? But whoa, it's so easy to begin to drift, and we're gonna be studying that along with all these other issues. And we will learn in Hebrews all that Jesus has done for us, as well as how we should respond. And boy, he has done an amazing, complete, perfect work in giving us salvation, in giving us good news, in giving us the gospel. And boy, our hearts, when we really see who he is and all that he's done, it should just cause our hearts to want to respond to that. We're going to see exhortations like this: if we hold fast to the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, firm to the end. You're going to see a lot of ifs, like promises of what God can do in your life and wants to do. If, pay attention to those ifs, okay, as we go through. There's scriptures like, we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Or how about this one? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Jesus became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. So there's another condition. We're going to be looking and reflecting and going, you know, am I obeying the Lord? Because remember, what's one of the main things he tells us in John is that if you love me, you will keep my word. You will keep my commandments. And so it's going to challenge us. Are we obedient as his children? We're going to be exhorted to show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. You're going to see a lot about endurance. So I want you to pay attention not only to all that Jesus is and all that he's done, but also what your response and my response should be. So track that on the side as you're going through the word. Also, pay attention, and I'm really excited about this, to the phrase all things, okay? All things, and be underlining those, because it's just preparing your heart for our upcoming women's retreat, because that is going to be our theme, is all things. And we're taking that from the, that was actually our pastor's wife's conference this year, and I absolutely loved it. You will not believe how many of the, our favorite verses have that phrase, all things, in it. All things are possible to those who believe, right? He works all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purposes. There's so many. So I was shocked when I read the letter of Hebrews over and over again and tracked that, how many times I saw that phrase, all things. So that's another, I'm just giving you a little tidbit. So I just want you to get so excited about Hebrews, okay? So you're looking for the all things, you're looking for the better, you're looking for the exhortations to you, okay? So pay attention to those. Journal those. You know, Hebrews can be summed up as this: he is everything. Ladies, the question is do we believe that? Do what? Come on. Yes, okay. We can be Pentecostal here, you know. I always tell Rob on Sunday morning, sometimes I just want to scream out, you know, like, amen. We're so, like, controlled in there. It's like the Lord could come back today, and we're all like. I'm like, what? Okay, so there's liberty here, okay? Okay, amen. It can be summed up, he is everything. You know, I think, amen. And, you know, I think we saw a sobering reality when the earthquake hit Haiti. That in a few seconds, there's this major loss, a major crisis and devastation. Homes gone, security gone. Basic survival needs of food and water, not there. Medical attention, not there. I mean, I know we've all cried, you know, when you read it and you see the pictures and just dead bodies laying all over. And I was reading an article where at night when it, you know, by now they're probably, I'm going to assume, probably, are they still finding anybody alive? That is amazing. But how the first few nights, you know, just, as it turned night, the scream of terror would lessen. You know, people still just trapped. And, you know, that could be us. That could be us at any time, any day. I mean, they keep saying California's going to get a big earthquake. Or maybe for us it'll be a terrorist attack or a nuclear bomb. There could also come a day in our lifetime where we will face real persecution. I mean, I think we're starting to get that as we're seeing what's happening and what's being stripped of us, our very foundation as a Christian nation. The hatred that's building toward true biblical Christianity. You know, we have a younger generation that is so being taught and filled with tolerance and no absolutes. It's just crazy. Jesus is our everything. We don't have to fear. He is our everything. And if you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, as our Lord and our Savior, if we were to lose everything here on this earth tonight, we would still have all that we need for eternity. Amen? What peace that gives us. What assurance that gives us. And you know, not only if we lost everything here on this earth, but also if we gain everything in this world. I mean, there's a lot to be gained. There's a lot of blessings. He should still be our everything. Because you know, as good as marriage can be, and it isn't always, and children can be, and grandchildren, and earthly possessions, I mean, all of that has the potential to bring such satisfaction and joy to our lives, but it still doesn't compare to the glory of God and to the day that we're going to see Jesus face to face. You know, I know Rob has shared a couple times about when he first met me. I talked a lot about heaven. I actually told him, I can't believe I'm telling you now because it's been so long, but I really thought I would not live a long life. I really thought... not in a weird way, but I just thought I would be home by now. And I remember telling him, and it kind of freaked him out. Do I really want to marry this woman? She thinks she's going to die, but I did. And but I was always talking about the Lord's return. I couldn't wait, and he liked that about me. But he did tell many of you that he told the Lord that could he at least wait until the wedding night, you know? And then he could come. And you know, isn't that our human nature? Whatever we haven't experienced yet, it's like, Lord, we want you to come, but oh, can you just wait till this? And then you can come. No, you know, we need to be ready now. And I tried to really instill this in my kids when they were small. And Aaron was my son. He was always looking for the Lord's return. And I remember this one time, he's probably 5, maybe 6 years old, and we're in the car driving, and he's looking out the window, and all of a sudden he's like, Mom, and I'm all, yeah, and he goes, is this a joke? And I'm all, what? And he goes, is Jesus really going to come back, or is this just a joke? Because he, just for him, it's like it was as if he'd been waiting forever, you know? He really thought it would be any moment, any day. And so he was kind of a little like, you know, are you sure, Mom, you got this right? But you know, now, years later, here he is about to get married, and I bet you he's thinking what Rob was thinking. Yeah. Brooklyn's not here, so I could say that. But you know, for me, honestly, as great as it would be to experience seeing my son get married and be a mother-in-law and maybe someday have grandkids and maybe someday grow old with Rob, that's all, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It pales in light of his coming. It just pales. And that needs to be our heart. And I hope as we study the book of Hebrews that you're stirred back up to look up. To look up. Our redemption draws near, ladies. Amen? It could be any day. Are we ready? Are we responding? I hope so. Because you know what? As good as this life gets, it only gets better. So let's keep a loose grip on this world and a tight grip on our living hope, which is the anchor of our soul. And I'm just going to finish by reading, and I want you to come, turn with me. Don't come with me. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, starting with verse 19. Therefore, sisters, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, I am going to introduce a couple other gals to you and let them take over from here. I want to introduce to you Rosalind Posey and Tammy Molina, if they will stand up. Okay, Rosalind and Tammy, okay. And I just think it's important for you to know their role is they really oversee the Monday night, so that overall responsibility. So if there's ever something or a crisis or a problem or anything that you need, these are the two gals that you want to talk to, okay? Okay. And then if Karen Cole Robbins and Carol Goodnow will come on up, these two gals will, they are overseeing and leading our leadership group, and we're so blessed to have them doing that, and it's really a blessing for me with Karen. Karen and I, how long have we known each other now?
20 years.
Isn't that awesome? And just serving together. And Carol's such a blessing. So they are going to take it from here. So God bless you. I love you. Have fun with Hebrews. Yeah.
Hi, girls. Okay, so the worship stopped, the rain poured. Did it not sound like the applause of heaven? Isn't that kind of woo? I'm with you, Denise. Let's go. Well, this is an adventure in the book of Hebrews, and we're excited to be taking this adventure together. And in doing so, beginning next Monday night and every Monday night thereafter, we're going to be starting with food and fellowship in the new terrace room. How did you like the terrace room? Yay? Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? It's really pretty. It's a work in progress, and it's going to be progressing every Monday night, getting better all the time. And we just want to give a applause to the hospitality team. Thank you very much for setting that up. And following the food and fellowship, we'll be going directly to our groups. Tonight, we're doing it a little bit differently, but from here on out, after that, we'll be meeting in our groups. And then after that, we'll be gathering here for a time of worship and the Word. So that will begin next Monday night. And one of the things that we wanted to share with you is in your Bible study, you will find, just before the introduction page, there is this resource page. And for those of you who might be new to Bible study, we just wanted to give you some suggestions to help you discovering the truths of God's Word. And one of them is a concordance. Who knows, who's never heard of a concordance before? Good. All right. I remember the first time I found out that somebody was showing me in their Bible the concordance they had, and I'm like, oh, I want that Bible. So it was really sweet. They went in on a Bible, and they gave me one with a concordance. And it's just a really easy way to, it's sort of like a dictionary, and it's a way to look up words that you're trying to find or help you remember a scripture that you're looking for. And you usually find that in the back of your Bible. Sometimes there's a Bible dictionary in the front of your Bible. And another resource that we suggest is blueletterbible.org. This is a great way to look up scriptures. It has commentary and a Bible dictionary, and it's free, and it's online for those of you who are on the internet. And the one that we like the best is your Bible study group leader and assistant. We love to talk about Jesus. We love to discuss and be asked questions, and as you're doing your study, you might come across a question, and you're just like, don't know. Good. Put a big question mark and save it for group time. We want to talk about it. Or call us. Call your group leaders and assistants. We love to talk about Jesus. And we're really looking forward to being in groups together and just discovering new truths with you. And so I want to, at this time, introduce your group leaders or your leadership team to you. So, girls, if you can come on up. The leadership teams. And also, as they're coming up, one of the things, too, in your Bible study that you'll find is at the end of every chapter, there's a page called Helpful Hints to help navigate through some questions. If you're stuck for trying to find a scripture, there's some scripture references there, some hints to help you in trying to discover the answers in the Bible, too. So that will be at the end of every chapter. Okay. First, I'd just like to introduce Carol Goodenow. It's funny, we were talking about our differences and our strengths, and I'm praising the Lord. We really complement each other. And also, so we have some really awesome leadership teams down here, and the first team is Janine Henschel, Sonia Hebert, and Jill Granquist. Sorry, my mind's going, whoa! Yay, Jill! And these group of ladies, if you're in their group, you'll be meeting in room 102, which is the first hall, and it's the first